Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you for yet another day in our lives. You went to bed and you woke us up. We go out, you bring us back home safely. Father, Lord, we are grateful. We are not taking anything for granted. If not for you, the enemy would have been rejoicing upon our tombstone. But Lord, you have not allowed it. You have kept us. You have fought our battles. You have provided for us. You have healed. You have delivered us. You have surrounded us with your favor. You have not withheld your mercies from us. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Lord, for all the paths broken. Thank you for all the souls that have been won into your kingdom. Thank you for all manners of testimonies that we have received as a result of people listening to this podcast. It is your doing, and indeed it is marvelous in our sight. We say glory, honor, adoration be unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everlasting Father, we commit today's podcast into your hands. We pray, Lord, that indeed you will breathe upon it. For everyone that partake of this podcast, Father, Lord, do something wonderful, something glorious, something excellent in their lives for your glory in the name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Once again, it gives me great joy and pleasure to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And today I'm going to be discussing with you what I titled, The Lord is Your Savior. The Lord is your Savior, the Almighty God will deliver you from every shackles of the enemies in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Known and unknown enemy, the Lord will deliver you from their hands in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will perfect that which concerns you for His glory in Jesus' name. I'm going to be taking my text from the book of Isaiah chapter 49. Isaiah 49, and I'm reading from verse 25 to 26. It says, "But thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible be delivered. For I will contend with him who contends with you, and I will save your children. I will feed those who oppress you with their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood as sweet wine. All flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob." May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There the Lord is saying that even the captives of the mighty, they may be taken away. The prey of the terrible, He said, they will be delivered. The Almighty God will deliver you. He promised us there. He said, He will contend with those who contend with you. Every power, every force, known and unknown, that are contending with you, contending with your family, contending with your career, contending with your ministry. The Almighty God said, He will contend with them. The Lord will arise on your behalf. And every gathering that is not of God concerning you, it will scatter them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every Goliath that is rising up against you, the Almighty God will defeat them for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Goliath comes and brings in fear, but fear is not of God. You are not supposed to operate in fear. The book of 1 John 4 verse 18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fear has not been made perfect in love." The Almighty God will make you perfect in love in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will eliminate that fear, the fear of the enemy in you. Why? Because you trust in the Lord. Why? Because the Almighty God is your Savior. He will deliver you from their hands in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that for every Goliath, they have a weakness. One of the pre-weaknesses of Goliath is pride. The pride, they think that they can destroy you. But the Almighty God tells us in the book of Proverbs, he said, when pride comes, then comes shame. But with the humble is wisdom. So the pride of the enemy, the pride of the Goliath that want to destroy you, we destroy them in the mighty name of Jesus. Shame will come upon them in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Almighty God is the one fighting your battle. I want you to know that no matter where they are gathered, every gathering that is not of God concerning you, they will not be prosperous. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 54, verse 15, it says, indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me, not because of God. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Every assembling against you, the Almighty God said they will fall in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone that is gathering, every counsel of the enemy concerning you, they will not see the light of the day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to know that God himself is fighting your battle. He's ready to fight for you in the book of 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, reading from verse 15. And he said, listen, all you of Judah, are you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus say the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor be dismayed because of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but is God. The battle is not yours, but is God. The Almighty God will arise on your behalf and begin to cause your enemy to destroy themselves in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Wherever they are gathered against you, they will destroy themselves. The Bible says in that same 2 Chronicles verse 20, say, now when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. Your enemy will help to destroy themselves in the mighty name of Jesus. Every plans, every machinations of the enemy concerning you, they will not come to pass in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is your Savior. Because Jesus is your deliverer. He will deliver you. He will set you free from the shackles of the enemy in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's there to protect you, and he continues to protect you. The book of Isaiah, Isaiah 54 verse 17, it says, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. Are you the servant of the Lord? If you are the servant of the Lord, then be rest assured that no weapon of the enemy fashioned against you will prosper. And every tongue that rises against you, indeed you will condemn in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Because the Almighty God has given you the power. He said, whatever you bind here on earth shall be bound in heaven. He said, whatever you lose here on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So brothers and sisters, every shackles of the enemy that have held you bound, today they are broken in the name of our Lord Jesus. You are set free. Begin to walk in freedom. Why? Because Jesus is your Savior. Because Jesus has redeemed you. He has redeemed you from every curse, from every plans of the enemy. He has redeemed you. And he will continue to redeem you in as much as you remain connected to him in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But brothers and sisters, for you to really live that life of a victorious, You need to operate in obedience. You have to obey the Almighty God. You have to obey your Father. He said in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. If my people, so this statement is not just for anybody, it's for people who have associated themselves with the Almighty God. God is saying that, look, brother, look, my son, look, my daughter, you need to humble yourself. You need to humble yourself. So when you humble yourself, he can step in. He can step in and defend you. He can step in and fight your battle. He can step in and destroy any enemy, any power that wants to destroy you. See, you have to humble yourself. Not only humble yourself, he said you have to pray. The Bible tells us that you should pray at all seasons. You pray at all seasons. Do not cease praying. Do not be discouraged in the place of prayer. I pray that the spirit of grace and supplication shall rest upon you mightily in the name of our Lord Jesus. The grace for you to understand the efficacy of prayer, the Lord will release upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. If they humble themselves, if they pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Brothers and sisters, are you still perpetrating evil? Are you still thinking evil against your brother, against your sister, against another person? Brothers and sisters, you need to stop doing that. If you stop doing that, then Jesus can arise on your behalf. Then Jesus can fight your battle. But if you are the one who want to take vengeance on your own, the Bible says that God is the God of vengeance. He said, vengeance is mine. So leave it for him. Let him fight for you. And the Almighty God will grant you that victory. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, seek his face. Seek him with all your heart. Not one heart here, one heart at the other place. With all your heart. When you do so, the Almighty God is ready to answer you. And indeed, he will answer you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will defend you. He will fight your battle in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, well, other thing you need to know is that you must love God. In John chapter 21, verse 17, our Lord Jesus Christ speaking to Peter, he said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Brothers and sisters, do you love this Jesus? You can't say you love Jesus and you hate your brother. You hate your sister. You are thinking evil against another person. He said, if you love me, feed my sheep. That means that the brethren show love to others. You can't claim to love God that you have not seen. And you are showing hatred towards your brother, your sister. Brothers and sisters, let us show love. Let us show the love of Christ. Let the love of Christ be seen in our lives. And Jesus is going to stand on our behalf and deliver us and save us. So brothers and sisters, if you do not have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ I'm talking about today, you do not love him, you do not love his people, you do not obey his instruction, you do not pray to him, you do not seek his face with all your heart, oh, there is a need for you to accept Jesus right now. Accept him as your Lord and Savior and he will deliver you from the snares of the enemy. So wherever you are, say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins, write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Everlasting Father, I want to thank you for this your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Forgive them their sins. Write their names in the book of life. Let them never go back to their vomit. In the name of Jesus. For everyone who have heard this message, the Almighty God, your Savior, will redeem you. He will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides. In the name of Jesus, you will not be put to shame. Each time you cry unto him, the Lord will answer you. In the mighty name of Jesus, he will perfect all that concerns you. His light will shine upon you. His countenance will be upon you. In the name of our Lord Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.